Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to the first episode of Summer Sex Talk. We are bringing a very, very, very special show to you today. Sex Talk, I think, is kind of like virginity. After, you know, a month or so of not being on the air, I'm young and...
Born again virgin?
I'm young, fresh, unspoiled, and dewy, indeed. And do we have a show for you? I've got a... we have two very, very, very special guests from the name of the band, which is already... I'm taking too much E. I don't know. My short-term memory is all gone to hell.
Sugar Daddy. And the Big Bone Girls.
Mm-hmm. The two top talents in Pittsburgh who are the entire North Atlantic.
The Mid-Atlantic corridor.
The North Atlantic is Greenland?
I bet you're better than anybody in Greenland.
I know someone from Greenland.
If you do the Bjork thing, I'm security.
I'm just saying, yo. Okay.
Tonight's special guests are Sharon Mama Spell and her special friend Mark Big Daddy.
My special friend
Mark Big Daddy.
Mark Sugar Daddy.
Excuse me. Welcome to the show, and thank you, listeners, for remaining loyal. It's a rocky period there while we fought the FCC and the various lawsuits we had, but now. We are free to transmit on this remote pirate radio station. So tonight's topic is twofold. First, we are going to talk about sex catastrophes. Events in our past lives which under ordinary circumstances we would not share with anyone.
During the Civil War, I slept with a slave.
And it's the year is 1893, and... There's someone walking toward me,
and
I can't see anymore. I can't. Okay, I'm going to count to three, and you'll be back in the present day. One, two, three.
Thank you for that reenactment.
Oh,
thank you.
I love therapy. Therapy is fun. I don't care what anyone says. I love it.
I just go for the pills, personally.
So just to give our viewers like a tiny little shred of context that they can hang their sanity on, Sharon is well known as sort of you've got a long you're a performer, you're a comedian, you're well known in the local that goes to the
anywhere
arena,
the now defunct the arena, which is the local gay bathhouse, of course, the prisons,
Kogos.
You do the prison circuit,
the Kogos.
Yeah. Saw you at the comic book convention,
right?
Yes,
in the men's room.
She's a Star Trek groupie too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Big and Star Trek.
Worf.
Exactly.
The forehead's not the only thing that's,
ridged.
Large and rich. Disgruntled. Unfurled.
Like a Florida voter.
You're already causing our host pain.
Oh.
I can see it in his eyes.
Oh.
And
I have Advil.
All over his personal Star Trek world.
I love the Star Trek.
The Star Trek is good.
The Star Trek... actually, I have a question. You would know the answer to this. Wesley Crusher, Will Wheaton, gay or not gay?
Gay or just really gay?
You take that with Sugar Daddy.
I would have to say really gay.
But
unrequited. He has an unrequited father thing going with that bald guy at the big chair.
No, I mean the character. I mean the actor,
He was in a made-for-TV movie where he played a gay man.
Right, the only non-Star Trek vehicle he's ever been in is a movie...
It's on Lifetime.
Really?
About gay men.
No, that's not true, because I saw him on an episode of Matlock or something.
That was on
Was he gay on Matlock? I think he was that detective's lover.
Barney?
Yeah. Barney Fife's lover. That's right.
Nita. Nita.
So beautiful.
I feel the show is always
Wesley over at the diner.
And then maybe the FCC was right to try to shut us down. The other thing that Sharon Mama Spell knows this because she's been on the show before. Mark.
I have not been on the show
Big
before.
Big Daddy.
Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy. You may not know this. Every 5 minutes, we take off an article of clothing.
Okay.
So.
We, meaning you.
And I've already started.
Well, let me put my coat back on.
Well, we're already 10 minutes into the show, so you.
Oh, okay.
So in the green room, Sharon, when I was. Anointing you with scented oils.
Mm-hmm.
You told me your favorite sex catastrophe story, and it involved a local
national musical celebrity.
An interesting physiological phenomenon he shared with you. So,
right, it was back in the day when I was quite young, but not too young. You understand?
1999.
Right. And it was yesterday. And so I woke up this morning and I said, I have to tell this story on Sex Talk. And, he did a show. It was a nationally known celebrity.
What kind of music does this
like folk.
Folk?
A hippie. Kind of a hippie with short hair. I'll just say it like that.
So it's not Justin Timberlake?
No.
I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no.
We can neither confirm nor deny.
And I was doing my Cheerios that night.
I'm just looking for background information.
Guitar.
Okay, so he plays a
guitar. And you're at the Beehive or at the
Rosebud.
Or Rosebud?
At the Rosebud. And after the show, I got an autograph, and then I...
What did you get autographed?
So how does that work? You go up to him, and you're like, oh, you know, your music was really... It really moved me.
Right. I got out of line.
But it
wasn't. It wasn't.
Did you say that just to have sex with people, or do you actually believe it?
No, that was not on my agenda first off.
Please.
Until a few moments later after I got out of line, and I was looking at the line dwindling down, and I thought, I'll bet he has nothing else to do tonight. Except me.
What makes you,
I got back in line, and we were making eye contact.
No, he didn't look occupied.
No.
But anybody who's an attractive rock star probably has plenty of people to have sex with.
Well.
Why couldn't she be one of them?
Exactly.
She is
exactly.
Beautiful.
And I thought, at the very least, he'll tell me no.
Like Liz Taylor
and
in
I'll
her
be,
prime.
Yes. At the very least, he'll
Except
say.
Without the violet eyes to die.
If you don't try, you can't fail.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or.
Gotta play to win. You gotta play to win.
And guess what? You won!
A new
Cheeto!
Cheeto!
Oh, no. I'm getting ahead of myself.
That's
sorry.
Foreshadowing.
Oh. So, I got back in the line, and he noticed, you know, I was back in line and got up to talk to him again. I was the last one. And I said, well, I was wondering if you had any plans after the show.
Well, you know what my producer's saying right now? Hmm. He's saying, you're swinging your head back and forth, and it's making me.
Crazy.
Stinky
Talk
man.
Straight into the mic. Don't move your
I
head.
Don't think that's possible. I don't think I can speak without moving my head back
you
and forth.
You have to try.
Okay. So.
Caress the microphone as if it's.
A microphone?
Right.
Exactly.
Great.
I can fit the whole thing in my mouth.
More.
Oh, sorry.
Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy, slow down.
Ooh.
Mr. Grant.
People don't get Mr. Grant
hey,
references.
Why don't
sorry,
we?
Like,
why don't
it
we?
Was Ulysses
why don't
Grant.
We go?
It was a what?
Have a lovely beverage or go and do something. And he said, okay, I'll just.
A beer, right?
Mm-hmm. And so he got his belongings together and we went out to my car and headed off to Froggy's. And I don't know if you've ever been to Froggy's. Actually, I asked around at the Rosebud and I asked, where is open this late that we could get food and beverages? And the person I spoke with said, Froggy's was the best place to go. And I had never been there. I was really new to Pittsburgh. I had just been here a few months. And so we found this place. And
it's a mullet bar.
Oh,
downtown.
It really – oh, it was scary.
Wow.
I couldn't drink enough beer. I'll just be honest. There are a few times in my life.
Not enough beer in Germany for that.
Oh. And so, like,
mullet's
we –
gold chains.
I'm not familiar if you've painted me a vivid word picture. Was this guy – is he, like, skanky looking? Was
no.
He
no.
No,
no. The crowd at Froggy's was.
Right.
Right. But this guy –
nice looking.
What drew you to him? Was it, like –
The music. I've been listening to his music for several years. And,
really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's a girl. They're moved by that.
Girls like that sort of thing. Music. Girls like music.
They do.
I'll be honest.
Math is hard.
That's the secret. Math is hard. Music is good.
What
girls don't like jazz for that reason.
I bought my mom a concert.
Jazz is music.
I forget. I move my head too much. I'm talking. So sorry. I forgot.
Don't be dissing jazz.
I'm not dissing jazz.
Or sing jazz.
The hose? Are there hoes here? I thought you said. Oh. So.
Bua.
Pantyhose. So, yeah, we finished our dinner, our late night snack, and no pizza, a little beer. I bought a round. I remember that.
Well,
it's all coming back to
gentleman.
Me now. Oh, yeah. Okay. You just
spender.
Got paid from Rosebud and your
spend.
Album, your touring for. I'll get the next round. I don't mind. Liberated girl. So I drove him back to his hotel.
Did you like order? It would be ironic if you had ordered Cheetos or had them as a snack.
Or Vienna cocktail wieners. Or
Vienna sausages.
When I write the story of my life, I'll rewrite history so it'll be a little more
finger food.
Finger food.
Cashews.
Lady fingers. So
baby carrots.
I love little baby carrots, little Cheetos. not paws or puffs, but a crumb from the bag. Oh, I'm not a size queen. And that's the thing, too. I was never until that night. And we...
So you got back to his hotel room?
Yeah, and then we start making out in the car.
At a beautiful downtown hotel.
At the Hilton overlooking the Point.
Don't mention the name of the Hilton.
Why not?
Oh.
Are they a sponsor?
We
stayed at the H.
At the H.
Overlooking the Point. And
that's
so we started
maybe
making out.
Would pay us not to
no.
mention them. That's possible.
In the car.
Hilton.
And
Hilton
then
Hotel.
He said, why don't you go around here and park, and we'll go up to the room. I said, all right. Whatever.
Valet
yeah,
parking
exactly.
at the Hilton is $14.
So I just parked on the street
yeah.
at the meters that were not being paid attention to.
I love that I wasn't right. in the car yet. I have all this information. It wasn't me.
So we got up to the room, and we just started talking a little bit. And he asked me about where I was from and this and stuff, like things we were talking about all night. And we were talking, just telling more painted stories. And then he was on the bed and I was standing up, walking around the room. You know how I like to wave my head around. I had to like walk all over the room so I could, my head would have maximum headroom. And so then he jumped up from the bed and just put his tongue down my throat.
Well, hadn't he been doing that in the car already?
Yeah.
Really?
But it was like smoothly done. Just on the bed, tongue down my throat, standing up. And then we proceeded to proceeded to like
up on the bed.
Yes.
I'll take romance.
And so the clothes started to come off and this and that and feeling around and whatever. And then all of a sudden he presented himself to me. And
oh, awesome.
Presented himself and to you. How?
If well, I had, sorry. He took off his clothes and I saw his, you know,
manhood?
Business. I saw his business card.
Manhood's overrating from whatever.
He presented.
He was a chihuahua. Like,
he took off his clothes and I saw
his friend,
did
his
you
little
present
friend.
Yourself for mounting?
His what?
Did you present yourself for a mounting?
For a mounting?
or the submissive male. Right?
Yeah, I don't think the
ta-da! It was like that.
Right. So you.
So he just.
It was like that.
He just whipped it out.
Yeah. It was like that. There was no finesse
say.
Involved in it.
Wow.
It was,
I should try that at some point.
Try it in the steam room. Yeah. So there you were confronted with all 1 1/4 towering inches of resting
if I ever did the proper vaudevillian triple take in my life. And I just could not believe. And then the next thing I know, he has put himself into my mouth. And I was as shocked as you are.
When you say put himself in, you mean he's put his, like...
Whole body.
I can't help but think that you're suggesting
all the way up to his knee.
His penis was...
It was the size of a Cheeto. Cheeto.
This is really sad. I mean, like, I've gone on record as saying I have a below average penis. The entire Pittsburgh metropolitan area knows this. But it's still...
We just think you're covering up for
it's still within, like, 2 or 3, you know, sigmas
reasonable.
Of the mean, right? I mean, so...
Feet.
My producer's saying next time you want to move your microphone, signal him so he can pot you down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It makes a noise. We're such a professional operation here.
I'm sorry. What's your producer's name?
His name is...
Bob, I'm sorry.
The Punisher?
I'm sorry,
Thor.
Bob. The Lord.
His name is your worst nightmare.
So anyway, there you are, face to face.
I don't believe you. It was not the size of a Cheeto. No human penis can be the size of a Cheeto.
That's what I thought. I got an education that night.
He's an alien.
Was it like puffed Cheetos or like sort of
No,
big?
Not a puff and not a paw and not those little X and O things.
Oh, okay.
It was like a little crumb.
Fried.
Yeah,
the fried Cheeto.
Scary.
So are we talking pinky length?
We're talking like not the entire pinky, but maybe like half the pinky.
I that's so many sigmas outside the mean. Like, I'm
incredulous. I want to get a collection together and get this man plastic surgery. This must have been very damaging to his sack. Well,
and he had a sack on the side of his hip.
No, I didn't believe
ew,
you last time you said that.
Bag.
No, it was like a little conjoined twin.
Place to keep your keys.
Yeah.
What a set of horrifying discoveries.
And I was there, and, you know,
it was,
where are you going to go? The door's locked.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even... This poor man
is
probably
story.
He's probably got a little bit of a. I mean,
I know, and I feel, I'm a prize, but I have issues with my body and things, you know, looking or flying or jiggling or whatever. And
you don't have a fetus hanging off your belly either,
thank
right?
you, okay? If there's one thing I'm proud of about my body.
No. Fetal hanging. Pendulous fetal.
That's on my list of turnoffs, actually.
Extra limbs.
Mm. Fetal hanging.
So there you are, confronted with...
I mean, are you saying that Justin Timberlake has a Cheeto penis? And
I'm not confirming.
And a fetus hanging from
himself? Nor saying no.
Or saying it may not have been Justin Timberlake.
Denying.
Okay.
And so, like, it's not like his
that's
penis...
That's a river in Egypt.
It's not like his penis suddenly jumped across the room into your mouth, right? There had to have been some kind of foreshadowing of this.
He started running towards her.
I want to run.
Maybe he thought it was.
Did he say, oh, let me see if you have no consoles? And then suddenly.
Let me see if you don't have any friends.
It doesn't matter.
Are you hungry? Would you like a Cheeto?
Yeah, I must have looked Frito-Lay.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's very good.
There you go. There. Shows at 7 to 9. 7 to 9. You're lovely.
You're going to do Neil Sedaka's up next.
Oh, so it was really just like choreographed that clumsily. There was not really foreshadowing. Just kind of all of a sudden I was sitting on the edge of the bed and...
Yawning.
And then it was over, and I had to go rinse my mouth out. How impolite is that?
Oh, and he came. I mean, he.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. The only time that ever happened.
Well, so, what's going on over there on the couch? I mean.
You're skipping forward, like.
Well, ask questions.
Okay, well, first of all.
I feel like I'm not, but go ahead.
No, I mean, so what? You're saying that the man ejaculated, he ejected his man gift into your...
His man whatnot. Mouth.
His man gift? What?
His man whatnot?
Trinket, yes.
And his trinket.
Bauble.
His fairy dust.
So burp but, right there into your mouth? So,
yes.
And you both expressed disgust. I mean, I, you know,
it
have...
Took, like, maybe 5 seconds.
The man was reared up by you, I guess.
You should, you know.
I'll tell you what.
I can say that.
Didn't see him coming.
Silver lining.
He blindsided me.
Like, I mean.
Yeah.
But you both expressed disgust.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, she didn't know him.
No, I was disgusted because it was.
Mr. Wood.
Usually there will be some sort of signal like. You know,
oh baby,
yeah. Sometimes.
Bombs away.
Here we go. You know, here we go. Yo, what's the scenario? You know, and so
I'm committing the sin of Onan now.
Onan.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Is that
right? Onan.
So,
or is that just masturbation?
No, I think that's.
But I would have preferred for his man gift to be delivered elsewhere than my mouth. Mm-hmm. And for that, I was disgusted because I was not expecting it. So, and I'm not like that bird. What is that bird that's swallowed?
Toucan Sam, the Fruit Loop mascot.
Big Bird?
I'm not like Big Bird, no.
You're not like a hummingbird where you have to eat every 30 seconds?
No.
Or else you'll run out of calories.
I'd make a lot more money if I were, though, I'll tell you what. Liberty Avenue.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh 500.
So after Mr. Small and Fast like deposited his man gift, there must have been an awkward silence.
As I went to the bathroom to rinse my mouth out, yes.
I think men can say that a rejection when you...
a little bit, yeah.
They've given you the delicious gift of life. And
caviar.
And
it's fishberry jam.
So, I mean, I actually have a question for our two panelists. I was just reading this article about... No, it was some kind of product you could buy that would make your semen taste better.
I've actually heard of that.
Better than what?
Take it away.
I can give you the entire genealogy of how you had that link in your possession.
Okay, well, that's why I trained and programmed you.
Well, I can't give the entire genealogy. I found it somehow in my web searching. I write for a weblog. And then I passed it on to a friend who then passed it on to Zephyr, where you grabbed it and ran with the concept. Anyway, it's like, what is it called? Like,
but I digress.
I can't remember the brand name now. I guess it doesn't matter because it's a ripoff. But it's like yummymanwhatnot.com. And it's this powder that you're supposed to take several times, once or twice a day, several days. It's a mixture of like herbs and vitamins and sugar, like to make your man whatnot taste nice.
Basically, it tastes bad.
Do you think it works?
Well,
because you know,
you can make your man whatnot taste better by not eating meat. Not eating dairy, drinking lots of fruit juice, especially pineapple juice, and avoiding caffeine and cigarettes and alcohol.
Wow.
But
how do they know?
Even if it were vanilla pudding being shoved into my mouth, I'd like a little warning. And it was just common.
I think the disgust was that he didn't tell her.
Yes.
Not that it happened. Was.
Well, you did say this for the first and only time, so I understand there's some disgust.
Well, I mean, I
respect
the
man and whatnot.
You know, a little flavor, you know, swimming around in there before, and I was surprised at that much. You know, it's like when you're popping a zit, and it doesn't seem that big.
Oh, my God.
And then all of a sudden you're bleeding to death. I've heard that happens. It doesn't happen to me.
No, we had before that comment. We had like one viewer, and he was like thinking of turning to DVE.
Sure,
DVE
now.
Yeah,
they're all gone. It's just us and the FCC. You're eagerly writing down evidence for our next.
So anyway, I got cleaned up, and I thought maybe I'd be spending the night there, and he let me know that that would not be happening.
Kick to the curb.
Yeah, no. So I got down to the curb. And then all of a sudden I hear my name, Mama, you know, coming from the heavens. I look up, I'm on the street near my car, and I look up and I see him hanging out the window. You forgot your keys and your wallet and your purse and your earrings and your rings and your... I left pretty much everything except my pantalones, you know, up there in the room. So I had to make my way back up to the room and collect my belongings. And
Did you glare at him at least?
I just laughed.
It was thoughtful.
What else could I do at that point?
It was thoughtful of him to call down to you. He could have just left you in the lurch.
He could have bought another round of pizza with the money that he got from pawning my jewels. So I got home, and I was very tired and still a little inebrious at that point. And so he called. I gave him my phone number. He
really?
Called to make sure I got home okay.
Aww.
Well, that was nice.
So I was half asleep, and he called me. He said, "Hey, what are you doing?"
It's Chester Cheetah.
I'm reading a book. Yeah, it's a great book, and I'm totally awake. It's lovely. So that was odd, unusual, not altogether unpleasant. It wasn't unpleasant. It was just
sounds unpleasant.
Nah, you got to see the humor in these things. I do anyway. Otherwise, I'll never. Never be.
So have you ever heard
day.
From Mr. Shrimpy again?
Oh, yeah, I heard from him, yeah.
Really?
Christmas cards, postcards.
No.
Oh, you must have impressed him. Maybe you were the first one not to laugh.
I was raised right. What can I say?
You know, you have good penis manners.
Thank you.
I have mixed. I have terrible. Yeah, this is. I feel terrible about this. I mean, we wouldn't make fun of someone with one leg. We wouldn't make fun of Jamie Lee Curtis, who has both
of
the genitalia.
If it were a surprise during
purportedly.
A sex thing. Like, I don't take my teeth out. In here. You know, what if I just surprised you? And
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be better than...
I usually charge money for you to see my denture plate, but...
That would be better than...
Those teeth aren't going to buy themselves.
Scary beanbag woman who...
You're doing so well up there.
She wasn't scary. She was delightful. We
have
Fat Mandy back on
Have you
show.
Ever worked with Fat Mandy? You're an international celebrity.
Yeah. I have, too.
Have you... Interesting.
Have you seen her naked?
Have you jello wrestled?
How could you avoid it?
Right.
She was sitting naked in that very beanbag.
The one that I'm reclining.
Oh.
Menstruating and flatulent. It was delightful.
Oh, my.
She was a great guest.
Are you not happy with the way this is going?
No, but neither of you are naked or farting, for that matter. So.
You don't know that.
I'm naked.
Yeah.
Oh, my
got
God.
A call.
Sounds like General Rumsfeld is calling to shut us down.
Hello, caller. Thank you so much for calling in. Did you have a question, comment, or concern to share with us and the listening audience?
Wow, this is exciting. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. And I have a couple questions because I've never called in before, right?
Uh-huh.
So the first one is to you, DJ 2000. There seems to be something different about you. Like there's a spring in your step. There's like a lightness in your loafers. And I can't quite figure out what it is. My dad told me I was psychic, and I'm getting sort of vibe like something new is happening. You have a new boyfriend, or you won something in the McDonald's.
I noticed this too. You.
What?
Were there two questions, or there is something different that I did want to share, and it actually is kind of on topic. I had liposuction done last week at the free clinic, and I asked them, you know, what do you do with all this extra fat that you scoop out? And they said, well, you know, it's medical waste. We just throw it away. And I was like, could you inject it into my penis and sort of kill two birds with one stone? And so now that's what they did, and now I have a
I noticed
a flanny cantaloupe for a penis.
I noticed the jut of your cod piece was different today.
Well, that's right. And it has given me, you know.
It's a full-figured gal.
you know, beyond my own experiences and my victories in the bedroom, it's just given me a whole new kind of confidence, a whole joie de vivre.
And it also gives you a handy new tool in your ceaseless war on crime right now. You can shock and or bludgeon criminals.
I mean, the thing is, if you want the good seat in the steam room, you have to show dominance. And what better way to show dominance than to show him
Cheeto.
Mr. Cheeto.
Show him your 9-inch hog leg. And was there a second question, caller?
Yeah, this is a question sort of directed to the show, but it's about you, Dr. Skarsopoulos.
Oh, why, thank you.
The thing I don't understand is that DJ 2000 gets hit on all the time by the guests, and you, Dr. Skarsopoulos, who proved to be equally witty, don't seem to draw in the ladies. And I can't figure out, because you are a doctor, shouldn't that make you a good catch?
Well, this is something we haven't really discussed on the show, but I'm actually DJ 2000's cyborg creation, and I'm actually just a brain in a vat. And it's sad that there are not many women who appreciate the sublime aesthetics and sparse minimalism of a brain in a vat, but after the robot revolution, they'll all pay.
But, I mean, I think if there's anything Steven Spielberg is going to cram down our throats this summer with the upcoming blockbuster AI, it's that cyborg creations need love too, right?
Right, but only if they're cute, fey little boys, not if they're, you know, hideous, multi-lobed brains in vats. Not that I consider myself hideous, but
they won't love you for your wit alone.
I'm afraid not. But like I said, after the robot revolution, when they're all picking shiny bits of metal out of the ground, then they'll want me. Oh, yes.
They're laughing at you. Doesn't that hurt your feelings? They're laughing at you.
They're not laughing at me. They're laughing with me, right?
We know about the revolution.
I was making shadow puppets. I wasn't listening. What happened?
More olives.
My third thing, it's not really a question, but I just wanted to say that I caught your act the other night, this spell, and I...
Wait, my act? Whose act? My act?
Sharon
Mama's spell.
Oh. Wait,
you saw Mama's act.
What?
You saw Mama's act.
Yeah, she was opening up for this Christina Aguilera act in a drag club, and it was really good.
where was this? Here in Pittsburgh?
No, it was at Cammies in the Valley.
In Los Angeles?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. You weren't... So, Mama, you...
Yeah, I thought I'd rather talk about, you know... I didn't have sex with Christina this time. So
well, it was just a drag show.
Well, no, it wasn't Christina Aguilera. It was Christina Faguilera, a drag queen.
Christina Faguilera. I like that. Wow, you know,
okay, can I not say that in the air?
Of course you can. You just have.
we don't.
It could be an Italian name.
Like beans, like fagioli.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, no, she didn't look Italian, though.
FBI.
So, Mama, I didn't know you did drag. So you were in the Valley doing drag.
Mm-hmm.
The New York thing was really good. I like New York.
It's your specialty.
I like to brag.
What drag family are you in, Mama? I mean, you know, it's like House Atreides or House...
Of Asia.
House Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
House Garland.
Way.
Which of the many warring clans of drag are you part of?
I don't like talking about that aspect of my life. I'd rather talk about Cheetos. Can we talk about Cheetos, please?
I'm caller.
You know what? Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask the caller if he had any disastrous sex stories that he could share.
Sextastrophes.
Sextastrophes.
Do tell.
If you have failed sex with wet gravel, it really sucks.
Depends on how it failed. I mean, does the gravel not call you?
Some minor lacerations, but no. I mean, as far as I can tell, no lasting. But I was sort of sore wearing my hot pants for a while.
Well, I'd suggest switching to perhaps a handful of styrofoam in oil, maybe.
Oh, no. Like, one time the gravel went up, and I switched to Kennel O'Brien.
Ah, yes. The choice of discerning Germans across
Kennel O'Brien,
the world.
So there's some firmness, but.
But seriously, Carl, before this degenerates into a bad, you know, what's that Louis guy's name on Family Feud? A bad Louis Anderson monologue. You must have like a painful sextastrophe story, like some woman that you liked that you did something really embarrassing. You wrote bad poetry.
Farted
like,
during sex.
Stood out. You know what was the
she
most?
She had a really small penis.
What's the most humiliating thing you've ever done?
What, my penis blood on coarse gravel isn't painful enough for you?
Well, it's painful, but not really humiliating.
It's not working for me. It's not, you know.
Oh, so you're saying because the gravel couldn't participate as a fully cognizant observer in my humiliation, it doesn't really count?
Well, I mean, we're living in a country now where the president openly has said that he has sex with
gravel. And so, like, for you to say it, like, it's no big deal. I don't. We're looking for something more here.
You know, I have to say, all my sex catastrophes are of sort of rather pedestrian kind. They don't have either the sort of visual or spiritual pyrotechnics that I know the show demands. You know, same old story, liking a girl, getting a note passed to the girl not really sure if I'm a man or not, the girl finding out and setting up to date me.
I think we can all relate to that story.
I can't.
Well, you know, it's, Carl, it's interesting that you should mention Christina Aguilera, because I have a special surprise for the show and for our listener. The
Wait, have I won something?
Well, you've won the opportunity to listen to the show for the next couple of minutes while I present the special prize to Dr. Sexopoulos.
Oh, wow.
He's been doing the show for a few months now.
Some pouring nutrient liquid
big
into
producer
my bag.
Man just walked up to the window and looked at me threateningly. I don't know why that was. But, Dr. Sexopoulos, you have exceeded my expectations.
Wow.
And I am giving you this fantastic gift.
Thank you. In seasonal paper, I noticed. Carefully wrapped with craftsmanship, I expect. You've already given me a gift, though. Remember, you gave me the Jar Jar Binks sucker.
Well, that was. And what is it? We're all shivering with anticipation.
It's like a towel?
It's a towel. It's not just a towel.
Oh, my God. It's a gigantic Christina Aguilera towel.
Yay!
Wow.
It's not just a Christina Aguilera towel. It's a Christina Aguilera spood rag.
I was going to say, this is going to serve two purposes at once.
You're going to clean the vat.
Wow, with a huge mouth. That's great. Wow. Let me show it to the rest of the audience.
Yay. Oh,
it's fantastic. Thank you.
She's
thank you.
Beautiful.
Because she is so much better than Britney, that little whore.
What genetic engineering can do. It's amazing.
Fantastic. Isn't it? Well, thank you. Thank you for the gigantic Christina Aguilera poster slash spoot rag.
DJ 2000, can I ask one more question before I go?
Oh, of course. Mama's getting a little annoyed because the show's not about her anymore, but please.
Okay, I promise. Small question.
It's not.
So I've been listening to your show for years. I've noticed that you've had other co-hosts in the past. What gifts have you given them? I don't remember hearing about them here.
Well, you know,
so pretty.
I gave one host a boot.
Her eyes are.
And I gave another host a run for his money. Dr.
Her nose lands when
about
you
ever, sorry, what, I'm obsessing about this towel.
He's
when
wrapping
he holds
his
it
bat.
Up through his body, her nose.
I'm pretending I'm Christina, that I'm beautiful.
I love you all.
Sorry, what was the caller asking? Something about he's Christina's wet lips?
Well, I mean, I think that question is implicit in every speech act that's done.
You're asking about old co-hosts?
No, I was just asking, like, because I must have missed the episodes where DJ 2000 gave his other co-host gifts at previous times in the past. And I'm just curious what the gift actually was.
Kathy Lee worked.
Well, the gift of his love.
I remember
I think,
when
right?
I worked with Kathy Lee.
We've lost our guests. They're having
so
a separate show over there.
Nice. And
don't make me make a rat tail out of my Christina Aguilera.
Was fair.
The thing about my story I was saying earlier that made it a sex-tastrophe was that he
was
didn't care a lick
peanut.
About my needs. And if he had
he didn't care about your needs either. Nobody cares about your needs.
Nobody would know the Cheeto story. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay.
No,
all right.
Has there been a little quid pro quo you're saying?
Thank you.
There's a lesson.
Quid pro quo. Do you
have a tiny, you know, inverse Cheeto-sized vagina?
No.
That would be a good thing, I think. I've heard.
Perhaps.
What have I, you're asking?
I don't you, I mean, I'm sorry. You are a drag queen, right? I mean, you're actually biologically male.
So how?
What does that have to do with this man having a Cheeto?
Maybe he didn't know
I know how to use duct tape, okay?
Maybe he didn't
and
know how
I
to properly
can,
service your
I'll
mangina.
Take my turn in the barrel, and I don't mind, okay? I'm not above not being in the barrel, okay? And if I have to use duct tape, I'll use duct tape. But why does my being a biological male mean that I'm a villain for commenting on Cheeto? Why? Why is that?
We didn't say you were a villain.
I feel villainized.
What is the duct tape for?
To make the mangina.
I'm going to have to give you, is there like a, is this on the web somewhere?
I'm bewildered.
Mangina.
I'm aghast.
You make a, what do you, you know how to, you've never made a mangina.
First you take the duct tape and you pull it off.
Well, yeah,
then you pull the duct tape down and down.
Well, I wouldn't actually
then
like
you wrap
tape.
It up around your butt crack. And you wrap it around and wrap it around till you got a mangina. Yeah.
I wouldn't actually recommend duct tape.
But, that's the best thing. That's the only thing that works for me. Because
well, if you don't have any
anything
hair
else
there.
It pops. That or the champagne eliminator.
Hello?
Well, the champagne is the color. Eliminator is the function.
So you're saying this is a beige knife?
It's kind of, but then at the end of the evening, when the eliminator is eliminated, then...
Holy boil, ice.
Like a vault.
Like a vault of shit.
I'm just saying.
I think we've lost our one listener.
Well, we have 20 minutes to talk about me, so... Oh, Sugar Daddy, do you have any sextastrophe stories?
Yeah, you have to tell us a sextastrophe story.
Is the car still on or did we lose him?
I think we're still on.
Thank you, caller.
We're sorry about that. We promise to pay more attention to our callers in the future.
Oh, by the way, if you want to go through a similar experience and you're out there with a phone and know how to operate it, the phone number is area code 412-621-WRCT. Oh, see?
I talk over you.
What are you
sorry.
Doing?
I thought
it's
we were
so
doing the
unprofessional.
I used to have sex with a different man like almost every night.
Me
really?
Too.
When I first moved to Pittsburgh because I didn't know anybody.
That.
And that's the best way to meet people.
A different
friends.
Man every night?
Yes.
Did you learn nothing from Dolly Parton?
9 to 5?
No, this...
5 to 10? Get you 20?
My old Kentucky home.
No.
I'm from Mississippi.
Little,
I don't know.
Little shore house.
So how many men have you had sex with, Sharon? Mama spell.
I can't. Too many to count.
Oh, please.
Come on.
T-N-A.
Order of magnitude 10? More than 10? More than 100?
Less than 100, more than 10.
More than 50? Less than 50.
Ballpark.
46.
Better 46. Better A?
I'm going to guess 46.
There are those kids out there taking a test earlier. Let's call them in there.
Wow. You're
50 men. That's more men than I've had sex with.
The Rue McClanahan
rookie.
A.
So this is... So how difficult did you find it to, like, find a different man to satisfy your
know,
thirsty needs?
It's not really difficult to find men. I don't care what they tell
can't
you.
Can't swing a dead cat and not hit one in this town.
If you're not picky.
Okay. Well, there we come to the ugly truth, right?
So what do you pay? Do you hang out at truck stops? Or
pretty much. Like Kogos or
hospital
like
admitting rooms?
The men's room in this building is wonderful for meeting men. Great. Have you ever been to it?
You're looking
several
for
times.
A florist.
Oh, we took a swing through the Fruit Loop on the way over here. We took a little drive through the country.
Did you
was
have
lovely.
Some fun?
I need a makeup artist for the night, and Martin needed a boyfriend. And so. Just, two birds, one stone.
That's so. It.
Lovely. He turned a 45-year-old woman into a 32-year-old drag queen. And here
beautiful.
I am. He did a good job, didn't he, though? In the
yeah,
dark.
Very, very.
What's
you
wrong?
You can already see the 5 o'clock shadow.
Thank you. What's the matter?
So,
you confused me.
Oh. We're wandering away from the subject, which is bad sex, Big Daddy.
And Big Daddy hasn't really had
Sugar
a chance
Daddy.
To share his painful, tragic...
Sugar Daddy, sorry.
Well, I used to drink a whole lot, and one night after I set a martini record at a bar, I picked someone up. And
what would that martini record be? We're looking
22 martinis.
No.
Jazzy potato pie.
In fact, they said they'd charge me the antipasto price if I had one more. So, no, I really did have 22.
That would kill 5 of me. That's impressive.
Well, I trained for years to get to that point.
Good.
And,
excellent.
God.
A lot of the details are blurry, but I just remember giving him my shoes when I woke up. I don't he needed shoes.
You remember vaguely the next morning leaving the mayor's residence?
The senator was only indicted but not convicted
so
of
you
any wrongdoing.
You took this guy home.
Took him home.
Do you remember anything?
I remember we were starting to do something and I just started feeling sick, so I went to sleep. And when I woke up, he was still there.
And that's how
so
Sugar Daddy met his husband.
It was said. He said, I need some shoes. And I'm like, just take them and go away.
I need some shoes?
I don't know.
This is so interesting. So was this like – so this was a man-to-man interaction.
Mano-y-mano.
Was this like at a gay bar? Or did you pick up somebody at a straight
no,
bar?
No, I was walking out of a bar on South Side. I was walking out of the Capitol building.
And there you saw Trent Lott.
And then there was Newt Gingrich.
You're working on so many levels here. Just like I need to hold on to some tiny
okay.
thread of rationality here.
Okay.
We're walking out of this bar.
I walk out of a bar on the South Side.
Mm-hmm. There's
a nice looking man standing there. I guess. I could barely see. I can't even believe I drove home, actually.
Good Lord.
Wow. So nice looking at something. And what do you do? Did he ask you for a cigarette?
Well, yeah. He was like, you got a cigarette? I'm like, yeah, sure, here. And he's like, what are you doing tonight? I said, I'm heading home. And he said, where do you live? And I said, Regent Square. And he said, well, I'm going that way. And I was like, well, you want a lift? And we got in the car. And he's like, well, you know, I like guys. And I was like, well, I do too. Why don't you come over?
Because he said, you know, I like guys?
You know, I like guys.
So I said, see, this is very important for me.
Wow. Why is it ever this easy with heterosexual dating or pickups? This would never happen. Maybe I have to drink more martinis.
I think my standards were I bleached my life after that. It was, I don't know. I really can't even remember what he looked like, but I'm sure it was adequate to less than adequate because I was drunk.
The drinking thing is a big factor in weird sexcapades.
Yeah, it's always
with
involves
me, it
liquor.
Was.
Yeah.
Very peculiar. Not necessarily a bad thing, but not a healthy thing to do.
You know, I think he cooked ham or something in my kitchen. I'm sitting there thinking of like the smell of like salty hams coming back. I don't
know. What my testicles were gone.
If you needed food and shoes and cigarettes, you probably picked up a homeless guy.
I'm beginning to discern that myself. Oh, my God.
You live in Portugal? I'm going that way.
I live anywhere you do. I don't have a house. I can live in your neighborhood. Oh, my God. God.
We'll have things we want to talk about. I will too. Hi, neighbor.
I just had an epiphany on the radio. Oh, I'm so ashamed.
Well, that's what that's what the show about is. It's
giving our listeners and especially our guests.
Give me an epiphany.
A deep feeling of shame.
You have an epiphany. It's that small little bud above your.
I'd say that was up there.
Yeah.
But the. An embarrassing one. I've had more, but...
Well, continue.
The embarrassing is that I met him again when he came back into town.
Yeah. Later, he turned out to be my driver, and he was wonderful. Raul, thank you, doll. Keep the car running,
What about you, DJ Funicular?
I want to hear about a straight guy's bad sex.
Well, there's only one straight guy in this room, and it's not me, sister.
I want to hear how bad it is on that side of the world.
I would encourage you to talk about it.
No, I was going to say this is disappointing, but I honestly can't think of anything bad that isn't like above the level of pedestrian.
Needing
shoes and Cheetos.
What the crazy woman. Possibly didn't exist.
Why are you whispering on the air?
Well, see,
that's personal.
Not really. No, that's not really.
Well, I shared something really personal.
See, that stretches the bounds of sex, right? Because we never met.
Let's pretend to smoke.
We're going to pretend to smoke.
I could have brought candy cigarettes.
Okay, well, while you pretend to smoke, I'll pretend to host an entertaining radio program.
I'm having a ball.
Oops. But what about you, DJ?
Well, I don't know. I have to think about that. See, actually, I mean, I've had, has there been, talk about something while I think about, disastrous sex.
Most times
sex
when
acts.
I have sex, I have a pleasurable
there's
time.
There's another person.
There's another person involved.
Really?
Yes. And
that must be interesting to have another person there when you're having
it's
sex.
It's lovely. I enjoy it
must
not having another person. I just enjoy it. It's a lovely thing.
I like that bend.
So what do they do then? How would that work? Would they hold the Kleenex then?
I'm bend over.
Dr. Bend over. Yes, they hold several things at one time usually. And
well, interesting.
Among those things, sometimes Kleenex, a lovely thing. Sometimes,
purse.
Yeah, my earrings, my watch, my wallet.
This primitive earth love of which you speak sounds interesting.
That's not a bad thing. Sometimes I remember to, bathe.
So tell us another. You must have another,
weird
horrific
story.
Sex-tacular.
Oh, I have one. I have one bad.
Please share.
I'm going to tell that.
Go.
I cannot tell you the name of the trial this was involved with.
Wow.
If you had sex with Richard Bumhammer.
No.
Pulling the plug.
No, we were out drinking with a friend of mine. Me and this
Robert
fella
Blake.
And this girl. No, not Robert Blake. Who worked at a hotel, and
Jean-Benet Ramsey?
This is a good story. I'm telling you.
Okay.
So we go. So we she had to be at work at 11. She worked the night desk. Well, we went back out drinking and decided to go back to this luxury hotel that had a beautiful spa, and get a key and go.
The arena, yes, okay.
No, not the arena. This was more than $39.95 a night. This was nice.
Okay.
So they had a steam room and all this stuff, so we decided to go up there and, you know, sober up and, you know. So we go up there, and the key she gives us won't work to the door. It's locked. And just as we turn around, there's a policeman with a gun pointed at us.
Whoa.
And we're like, he said, what are you doing? I said, we're going to use the steam room. And he said, well, you can't be on this floor. So we went back downstairs, and my drunken companion was really upset and went and let the air out of the tires of this police car. And then we left, only to find out that they were had a jury sequestered for a very high-profile case, and then the police came looking for us, and that would be...
Wow.
Another drunk. Yeah, that was something. I think I kept that anonymous enough to.
That was pretty good.
Wow.
Imagine having to tell that to a county detective. That's a nice moment.
The police came looking for you?
Yeah. Well, they spotted me because I'm famous. And they so it was easy to spot me. They said to that person you were with, let the air out of the tires. And I went, oh, that's horrible. And so we had to go turn ourselves in. Yeah.
How did they find – you're not a famous – well, how famous
I was because because of my line of work, somebody who was a client of mine recognized me at the scene of the crime and fingered me to the heat.
And that's the sexual part of the –
the fingering?
Yes.
So the part that you haven't told is that the cop said, well, you know, you're in a lot of trouble, Big Sugar Daddy, but maybe –
There's a way we can resolve this.
Give me a little of that sweet. Give my Cheeto a little.
No, we
sweet,
actually never got
loving.
To the sex, but it was sexually driven. Why?
Wow.
I got in trouble.
I've never had a gun pointed at me except for.
It's horrible. And then the next day.
You're not being specific enough. Could you?
I was involved in a robbery and had a gun pointed at me again.
The next day?
The next day.
Who are you robbing?
I wasn't robbing. I was being robbed.
Oh, okay.
I was sitting at a restaurant that was robbed with this person. Who we had just gotten off of the county police trouble, and as we were laying there on the ground with the guns pointed at us, I said, God, I hope the city cops answer this call, not the county.
So did your friend, like, let the air out of that person's tire?
No, that would have been nice. No.
So
that's a true story.
What kind of trouble do you get in for letting the air out of a police car's tire?
Criminal mischief. It's a $900 fine.
Wow.
But I was vindicated. I had no part in it.
Good for you.
Yes. Although I did drive the getaway car through the dragnet.
Wow. Criminal mischief.
Criminal mischief.
Did you figure out what you wanted to speak about?
I gave you two of my most embarrassing stories.
Those are amazing stories.
Yeah.
See, my own tragic sex life is all full of – it's all full of neurosis and, like, you know
– whether or not to go blonde.
And, like, failed longings for, like, unapproachable straight men. I'm not really sure I have any embarrassing stories, just sort of pathetic stories.
Those are embarrassing if you tell them.
Yeah, my only embarrassing sex story, well, not my only one, but the only one that's worthy of telling. Basically, it's like...
Can I just point out something here? This is why you never get any women.
What?
Because you don't sense the moment. Here I am about to launch into a story. I'm about to give myself to you. And then you're like, oh, no. Let me tell you about my day.
Is it time for us to sing?
I thought that long, empty pause was the fact that you had nothing to say.
He was stepping up to the plate. That long, empty pause was me trying to decide whether, like,
Tell it. Boil that aspect.
Maybe you should tell your story.
The
reason I have mixed feelings about this is that my best story involves my sort of long multi-year crush with my straight college friend who was supposedly straight and yet sending me mixed signals. Oh God, we've got a caller. On this show, the caller always comes first, even when I'm on the verge.
Caller,
of a psycho-
ask about his story.
Even when I'm on the verge of a psychological breakthrough.
Is the caller there?
Yes.
Thank you for calling. Did you have a question, comment, or complaint to share?
I just wish that you would tell us more about your stories of longing and how you are as people.
More about your stories of longing?
Yeah, sorry, caller. We're having a hard time hearing you. Could you repeat that?
No, you were just mentioning your stories of yearning after an attainable people. Could you tell us more about that?
Well, I'd be glad to.
Unrequited love.
Or exactly what do you do to them? Or what sort of signs do you give them?
Well, so, I mean, it's unattainable means different things to different people. In my case, I mean, it was clearly an issue of sexual orientation. I mean, I was in college. I was having gay feelings. And I wasn't really searching out other people that were necessarily gay or of the same sexual orientation. I was just, like, falling in love with my friends. And this happened over and over again. I would make best friends, and I would want to be more than best friends, and they usually didn't. But I always had the special ability to get people really to turn people almost gay.
Almost gay.
Like you're doing to us right now.
Yeah, I mean, so like this one person in particular, you know, he would come over, he would spend the night sometimes, we'd hold hands and like give back rubs and like.
He's gay.
I would like run my fingers through his hair and whisper sweet nothings to him. But, you know,
that's where the line stopped.
That was our last line stopped, right? We didn't kiss, we didn't have sex or whatever. Hmm. And so, you know, it was funny because this happened with more than one person. I had this ability to turn straight men like almost gay. I seem to have lost that ability and I kind of miss it. But at the time, you know, I had this power. And
I've been able to turn gay men straight. It's a lot worse.
but the interesting thing is, like, you know, the amazing thing was that, like, years and years later, like, about 9 years later, when I had finally convinced myself that it was just, like, me being, like, insane and, you know, there really was nothing there and I was just making a mountain out of, you know, I was reading too much into the situation, you know, I got this lengthy email from him confessing that he'd been thinking about me and wanting to experience his homosexual side and, you know, and thinking about how attracted he was with me and how he wanted to experiment and so on. And so we did have this very odd little sexual encounter, which was both kind of satisfying and bizarre at the same time because he was still, even while we were kind of fooling around with each other, it was still like, do I want to do this? Do I want to stop? So it was sort of one of those classic things where I was sort of doing everything and he was sort of just, you know, I was like performing fellatio on him or I was like, you know.
No reciprocity though.
Yeah. And you know, actually, I don't mind that sometimes. It's sort of fun to like be, I mean, in certain situations, it's fun to be the person who's like providing, who's like doing the other person or providing the pleasure. Right. But, you know,
wait, and also this time, how would this person react?
Well, you know, again, he was enjoying everything at the time very much. The story is actually pretty twisted because...
Let's hear the twisted part.
Because what?
Let's hear the twisted part.
Well, the twisted part was that we were actually fooling around at his girlfriend's house.
Oh, my.
And his girlfriend was there in the other room. And but she was
a video camera?
Well, she was all for it, actually. She had just... Yeah. She actually said, you know... This,
I'd love to watch that sometime. I'm not listening.
She's like, you know, I know this person. I know my boyfriend, let's call him Dr. Sexopoulos, has these gay feelings, and I think he should work through them. And so I think you guys should, you know, work through whatever you've got going because I, you know, I had a lesbian encounter in my past, and it was really good for me.
Oh,
it was really good for me.
Well, yeah,
it really helped me figure out. I don't know what it helps people figure out, but she said it really helps her figure out things. And so she thought it would be good for him to figure out this part of himself. But. I wanted more, but...
So there you were, doing your thing.
We only have like a minute left.
This flu.
Let's sing!
But your story's not finished.
No, I want to hear the end of the story.
Yeah.
We maybe should tell the story next time. The whole thing was constructed just to be frustrating. It was really awful. It was like, you know, I was over there. We were at the girlfriend's house, and there was like this thing they had to go to at 6 o'clock. So the clock
you've
was ticking.
You've got 20 minutes. Get them off.
Right,
and get them straight back.
Exactly. It was just like that. It was like, oh, I have to go, but oh well, maybe we can like fool around a little longer. But oh, I have to go, but. And it was like totally. The whole thing was.
I have 11 minutes to work through my gay issue.
Right. Exactly. It was completely.
Jerk.
You know. I don't know if it...
Where is this guy? Let's go beat him up.
Let's go.
Let's get a couple martinis in us.
It's pretty hot, though, so that's the other
thing. Doesn't matter.
Very sexy.
Tire iron.
You're only hot when you're nice inside, too.
True.
No, that's not true. But
you're hot to look at, and then, I mean, it's like buying a car with no engine, you know?
Shh, baby. Mm-mm, don't open your mouth. Mm-mm.
Don't speak. Don't speak.
It's like you're a great folk singer, but you have a tiny Cheeto penis.
It happens. Right. It happens.
Okay. Our producer is signaling me that it's time for us... For you.
Sing Summertime.
Sing Summertime, and we will slowly fade out.
July 19th at the Club Cafe, Sugar Daddy and the Big Bone Girls. Thank you.
Mamarama.net.
And this is WRCT Pittsburgh. Hit it.
Summertime.
It sure is hot.
And the living is easy.
And the living ain't bad.
Fish are jumping.
The Swedish fish.
And the cotton is high.
Like Betty Ford.
Your daddy's rich.
He's Donald Trump.
And your ma is good looking.
Liz Taylor in her prime.
So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Cry, cry, don't you cry, 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 don't you cry.